Congratulations. Can you sum up what you're feeling out there through the run chase?
Yeah, it was actually quite calm for most of it. It helped, I suppose, having a bit of familiarity with Darcy. We had a good partnership last game, and we both understand each other's games pretty well. We've played a fair bit together now over the last 12 months, and I suppose it was actually quite calm for a lot of that. We had an idea to try and get the required run rate down to, we wanted to get trying 100 off the last 8. And we were able to just bat well enough, like with good cricket shots and hit the loose ball and target certain balls and get it down to, I think it was 104 off 10. So we probably exceeded our expectations a little bit there. And from there, we were just able to control the run rate. They bowled a couple of good overs. I think Crennell was able to hold us back in certain periods and bowl some good overs. And but we were able to sort of, I suppose, cash in on different overs and just hit a boundary at the right time, which doesn't always happen, but I suppose in a ground like this where it's a bit smaller, it's fast outfield and a big wicket square where the ball sort of speeds off, it's you can get runs pretty quickly here just by good cricket shots.
3 days ago you said you wanted to go to those scores, you scored advisedly, that match went again, it didn't take long to do that. You also spoke about doing that type of stuff and getting on that plane for the World Cup, sitting here now, what has it been you
Yeah, I suppose it was a pretty quick turnaround from last game. I was a bit disappointed. I left a few out there, but I still think I took the right option. And in different shoes today, I suppose Darcy got out at a time where it could have also unravelled. But I suppose there was no run outs or anything like that to sort of cause that chaos through the middle and get two new batters. So that was the key thing, I suppose, when he got out. So him getting out didn't really faze me too much at all, but it was just about making sure that we built a partnership really fast, and there was no dot balls through that period. We were able to sort of still keep the scoreboard ticking over and keep the run rate in check, and that was really key. And I suppose the difference the other night, when you lose your two set batters, it can turn to chaos pretty quick, and that was just the difference, I suppose, tonight. It was just the onus was on me to bat through, and Pete did a great job at the other end to keep the board ticking. Never really got stuck at any stage and was able to keep being busy and get me back on strike.
When you got to 50, you were touching about, and then your 100, can you talk us through your celebration?
Yeah, I've been saying in the changing rooms that I've got the best bat ever, and it's been held together by tape at the moment. The inside edge has been pretty badly hammered. There was a bit of it coming off, I think, in about the third last over, and they told me just to change it, and I was like, no, I'm not changing this bat, it's the best bat ever. So I was just showing the boys that I meant it when I said it. No, I was always trying to attack him. I suppose we got to the stage of, I think we needed 43 or 44 off the last 4 overs. And he came back on, and it was, I suppose, a key over. If that only goes for 4 or 5, all of a sudden you need 13 and over, and it only takes 6 good Yorkers from him to push that up to 18, 19 and over. And that can be quite difficult to get in the last 2 overs, or the 2 other overs. So I was just hoping that he missed a couple of times and I could sort of pounce on that. And he's done me a fair few times in T20 cricket, to his credit, especially playing for Mumbai. And he's got me out a few times, but I've sort of changed my approach to him a little bit and been able just to wait for a ball that's slightly off and try and capitalise on that. And I was able to get in for 2 boundaries in that over and keep the run rate in check, and I was able to target Sadath's next over, and then we only needed 14 off 12 balls, which sort of made the next over, as long as we didn't lose any wickets, I felt we were pretty comfortable for last.
Rob?
I think the fact that we've played a lot of Big Bash heading into this, having a lot of T20 cricket, you've got a pretty good idea. I've been batting at 4 for the Stars. I'm familiar with my role. Obviously been playing, coming at 2 down in the T20 side for the last 12 months. it's a consistent role for me. I think once I get that consistency of role, I think you can actually start to see consistency of performances, and I think that's probably what's led to this. And as I said, the Big Bash playing before that gives me a bit of confidence coming into this tour, and yeah, I think the conditions today were really nice for batting. It was a nice wicket. It wasn't, there was a little bit of turn there, but not too much. A couple held up, but the quicks were quite a lot easier to face on this sort of wicket, where last game ball was keeping low, it was reverse swinging, it was quite difficult work. So the conditions were a lot different this game, and yeah, just I suppose cashed in when it counted. Yeah, I don't think there's any reason why I can't. I think it's just got to be about picking my moments. I can probably tame it down, I suppose, a little bit. I don't have to go as hard. But yeah, I feel like I've just been picking off balls that I think I can hit for boundaries. And that was the pleasing thing today, is I didn't feel like I took too many ridiculous risks. I felt like I read the game really well, and I was able to hit the ball in areas where the fielders weren't. There's not many times I hit it straight over a fielder's head. It was more in the gap, and I think that's been the key for me. When I've had successful innings is when I actually am going. If I miss time and it's still falling in a gap, and I've got it in control, and yeah, I just felt like today I just had a really good read of the game, and I was able to sort of stay one step ahead. Yeah, I'm not too phased, to be honest. I think even when I came in tonight, there was 15 overs to go, I think. I think we lost 2 from the fifth over. And that's still 15 overs to bat, and I was able to get 100. So even if I'm doing that at number 7, number 6, doesn't really matter. I suppose it's just about me making the most of opportunities when I do get them. And sometimes it's not easy over here to come in at the end and just go like that, because the ball is a lot older. Guys are bowling death at you from the start, and the ball's spinning, the wickets deteriorate a lot quicker over here, and even tonight, I think at the end of the game, I could sort of see the wicket starting to sort of dry out, and there was scuffs all over it. So in one day cricket, that's a lot further into the game, and it's not as easy to go at the end. So it'd be nice to bat higher, but there's obviously a lot of well-credentialed players in our top 4 and top 5 that thoroughly deserve their spot. So if an opportunity does come up, I'd love to take it. Yeah, he had a county stint over in, he was playing at Essex on a really small ground at, I think it's Canterbury? No, Chelmsford. And to bowl there, that's smaller than this. So he's bowling there consistently on T20 flatter wickets. And to try and be successful, he's obviously come up with these different defensive mechanisms to get out and to still be successful. And he's an amazing bowler. He's always striving to get better. He's always finding ways to improve his game. And he hasn't got the big turning leggy or the mystery spinner as like a Rashid Khan or a Sandeep. But he's a successful bowler, and he just does his craft so well, and he's just so hard to get on top of for a batter. And it doesn't matter if the batter's been in for 20 or 30 balls, he's still able to get him off strike and keep him down. And credit to him, he keeps growing as a player. And I had the pleasure of playing with him at the Stars the whole season, and just seeing him go from different conditions every game and continually getting better and better is a real credit to him.
Yeah, okay. Glenn, since you're one of the most experienced players in Australian squad here, so I just wanted to ask you a different, like, off-field question. So, Australian foreign affairs, they have, in the latest update, they have stated about what's happened in the India-Pakistan border. After that, they have come up with a statement in the latest update stating that the Australians need to exercise a high degree of caution in India. So, in that light, has anything been communicated to you, or has any advice been given to you?
No, I haven't heard anything about it. I think I think we'll get debriefed on that probably by our security at some stage.
Last question.
Yeah, it's, you're right. I've been over here a lot of times and haven't felt a whole lot of success. We had a great chance in 2013. We had that amazing series. We had a record amount of runs, and it came down to the last game here when Rowe got a double hundred, and we tried to chase 380, and I think James Faulkner got 100 in that game, and went down to the wire again. And that was one of the best series I've ever played in, and to not win that is probably just a sign of, we played such good cricket that tour. We had a great team, and India still beat us. And that's how difficult it is to win over here. So to win the first two games of the tour and start us really well, it is a tough place to come. The crowd's crying out Kohli and Dhoni non-stop throughout the whole time, even when they're not batting. It's a tough place. It's different conditions, I suppose, to home, and it takes a... you have to adapt pretty quickly once you get over here, and I credit to the whole guys. They've trained so hard and worked so hard to get to this position, and we haven't had a lot of success over the last 9-10 months, and to start to sort of go back on that up curve and start to win some series again. Won the recent one against Sri Lanka at home, and we're able to win this one now. It's, winning momentum's really good momentum, and if we can keep that going towards the World Cup, it's only going to hold us in good stead.
Very last question.
Yeah, it's a pretty close group, as you can see by the photos. I think Stoyne and Paddy were genuinely holding hands. So we've got Keithy Miller involved now. So that's a good for the weirdos in the team, which is nice. And we're trying to get the coach involved, but I'm not sure we're going to have much success there. It's such a tight group, as you said, and to have the group of guys that are just playing so much for each other out in the field is brilliant. They're enjoying each other's success. They're really feeling every moment together, and I know that just means a lot to all of us tonight.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you.